Love him or hate him, you have to acknowledge that Chafee is a politician of conviction and deeply held views of what's wrong with the country. Throughout his long career in Rhode Island politics, most honest voters would agree Chafee was on the right side of many issues. From his opposition to the disastrous Iraq War, to his stand closer to home against the 38 Studios fiasco, and his championing of same-sex marriage, Chafee has been a man of his word. A staunch environmentalist, he was concerned about climate change long before it became fashionable. He's been forthright in answering questions from reporters and voters, which is more than you can say for Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton, she of the golden resume and big money connections. It's easy to contrast Chafee's view of the Iraq mess with Clinton's support for a war that has claimed more than 4,000 American lives and those of many more Iraqis and destabilized a huge swath of the Middle East. In the speech that launched his campaign, Chafee never mentioned Clinton by name, but had tough words for those who supported the Iraq foray. Quote, "It's bad enough that the so-called neocons, most of whom have never experienced the horror of war, were so gung-ho," Chafee said. He also said it's critical that the integrity of the Secretary of State, quote, "never be questioned," an oblique salvo at Clinton, whose controversy-filled tenure as the nation's top foreign policy leader has stuck to her candidacy like chewing gum to a shoe. Chafee obviously wants to project an image of truth-telling, but his campaign opening was also notable for the quirky stands that have frustrated his allies for years. Switching the country to the metric system may well be a good idea, but it isn't likely to resonate with the farmers who populate Iowa's first-in-the-nation caucus. There are now four candidates for the Democratic nomination: Chafee, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, Bernie Sanders, Vermont's left-leaning senator, and Clinton. Two of these aspirants, Chafee and Sanders, have never run for anything as a Democrat. It's difficult to envision O'Malley, despite his ample political skills, gathering such an important Democratic constituency as black voters in the aftermath of the riots in Baltimore, where he was once mayor. Sanders, Chafee, and O'Malley have no serious chance unless Clinton falters, but at least Sanders and O'Malley are organizing efforts that would put them in a position to harvest votes if the frontrunner stumbles. O'Malley's already moving his feet around Iowa and is purchasing television time there. Sanders is being advised by Rhode Island native Tad Devine, a nationally recognized consultant who's been steeped in Democratic presidential politics since Walter Mondale's 1984 candidacy. Sanders is on track to raise between $40 and $50 million in campaign money that will be crucial to competing in the first four primary and caucus states, the Iowa and Nevada caucuses, and the New Hampshire and South Carolina primaries. Iowa and Nevada are retail states where meeting voters individually is crucial. New Hampshire is also a meet-and-greet state, but a serious race in the Granite State takes money for television, especially in the expensive Boston market that reaches the vote-rich southern New Hampshire communities along the Massachusetts border. The fiery lefty Sanders is drawing overflow crowds in these early states. So far, Chafee, not so much. Chafee has not staffed up, engaged in serious fundraising, or built organizations in the early states. Sanders already has an email and social media presence with hundreds of thousands of followers and is well known in New Hampshire, which, of course, is next door to Vermont. At this point, Chafee can be taken seriously only if he puts together a credible campaign. If he doesn't, he'll be little more than another Dennis Kucinich, the former Ohio congressman who flew coach and traveled around New Hampshire in a van. Sleeping on supporters' couches is something college kid volunteers do, not real candidates. Chafee gave a nice opening speech. Now he must follow it up with action, or he'll be nothing more than a footnote to next year's presidential campaign.